People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg. I got my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
It's February, by the way.
Yeah.
It's officially February.
Yeah. Is it the first today? The first?
Well, no, we're recording it. It is on the first, but the show, obviously, everyone listening, it's essentially it's the third, right?
Yeah.
Would that be the third or
Sunday?
Fourth?
No.
Sunday's the third or fourth?
Sunday is
the fifth, I think.
I think fifth, yes.
No.
I think today's the first. I think
tomorrow's
I'm going
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday's the fourth, right? Richa will tell us.
We'll do it quick.
All right, anyway. Super Bowl Sunday is today, so on Sunday, essentially.
Isn't Sunday the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's what I just
said.
Oh,
nice.
You really can hear me today, can you?
I don't even get into that.
Well, let me just say first
off. I mean, I listen to you, but I don't get into
it. Yeah, I know. You block me out, which is ironic. The show, for those who are tuning in for the first time, obviously is People Helping People, an opportunity for us to build a bridge in the community and allow people within the South Bay and beyond the opportunity to reach masses of people with very important topics and very important, subjects that typically don't get airtime, mm-hmm. that don't get on the radio. So this is the opportunity for us to build the bridge within the community and let people help one another.
Right.
And ironically, about 2.5-3 months ago, I, for the first time, was introduced from one of the general manager of the station, Brad, introduced me to our first guest here, Jeevan. And he was like, you got to meet him. I can't explain the personality or how great of a person he is, but just come in and meet him. And then after sitting and talking with Jeevan for a few hours, and he told us all about this wonderful event that's going to be coming up and all the past, his experiences. I was blown away, and I was like, you need to come in and join us on People Helping People. So I'd like to welcome Jeevan to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you
so much. And the feeling is the same. It's mutual.
You really did blow me away. You have a wonderful station,
and Brad is a wonderful man, you know.
I just don't say it out loud, you know, because if you give him an ego, if he hears it too much, Jeevan.
That's right.
That's true with all of us.
It is. But he's a good man. You're right. A great man. And he, of course, had nothing but great things to say about you. So I was very excited that we have the opportunity now. Before I move too much further along, we have another guest in the studio who I'm very excited to have from San Jose Behavioral Health. Richa is here. I didn't even know we were going to have another guest, but when I found out you were coming from San Jose Behavioral Health, we were excited because this is an organization we've been wanting to have on our show. So we get to kill two birds with one stone today.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. We're neighbors, so.
You're close by.
Yes. We are walking distance right next to you guys. So. Wow.
Wait, you really are that close that you could have walked here?
Literally.
No
yes.
kidding.
Yes.
So you drove all. Oh, wait, you didn't. You came from home.
She means jogging.
Well, we don't jog. That's too much of a workout.
Yeah, too much.
Let's start because, I mean, we have so many things to talk about. I want to make sure we get it all in. The main reason we're bringing you in, Jeevan, is first give a little outline of how this all started over, 25 years ago for you?
25 years. That's exactly the time when I founded this organization. Which we call Indo-American Community Federation,
mm-hmm.
IACF. And the need that time was tremendous. We didn't have any organization which was working with the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
There were wonderful organizations, and I was working with those organizations as well, were mainly interested in the India-centric activities, which, you know, is very important. But mm-hmm. There was nothing where, I like the word you used, building bridges. Mm-hmm. There was no organization which was building bridges with the mainstream. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are.
Right.
We're in America. And it's wonderful to have a festival. It's wonderful to do all kinds of things. But you also have to see that you are reaching out to the mainstream America, where you have, you know, like celebrating July 4th.
Right.
We were the first organization to do that.
Right.
And I'm proud to say that. And working with the homeless, you know, there was an organization, now they call it Abode. They called it Tri-City Homeless Coalition those mm-hmm. days. So I was on the board of directors. And it was very difficult for people to believe
right.
that there are homeless people. I mean, where in America, there cannot be homeless people.
Right.
But, you know, I had worked with a group of people who all identified the homeless and why they were homeless. And we had interviews and we went out in the trenches. And I knew firsthand that anyone can become homeless at any given time in life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is not anything to do with that person itself.
Right.
It's just
life.
You know, things can happen. You know, people lose. People
yes.
lose money. They make wrong financial decisions. You know, they make bad decisions. Or even good decisions at times can turn out to be bad.
Right.
We never know. So, you know, working with that organization, you know, we definitely were the first Indian organization to do that. And, you know, working with the Attorney General, you know, Bill Lockyer, our organization was the, I think it still is the only organization which ever worked with the gang task force and which worked on the, you know, the hate crimes and
right.
those kind of things which were happening. And this was a California-wide complete effort that you had to go and, you know, interview and see what was happening.
Right.
So it was a major effort. So these are just small little things which I just mentioned, and these were not done, and our organization was able to do that.
Right. These things didn't just happen overnight. This was over the years.
It doesn't happen overnight. You know, it doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
I mean, these things take time. And now when we talk, when we look back and talk about it, it looks like, you know, it was like we were just, it was happening every week.
Yeah.
You know, building trust and those organizations putting us on the board and, you know, those kind of things. Like Chamber of Commerce, you know, Fremont Chamber of Commerce. It's a very, you know, prominent organization. And I was the first Indo-American to be on the board of directors.
Right.
And, you know, these things don't happen
right.
just overnight. I mean, you have to build credibility. You have to be known. You have to be known as someone who is active and is really trying to make, you know, outreach.
Right.
And trying to do something.
Break down barriers.
To build community,
right.
you know. Community building, that's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
There's nothing, you know, nothing else. So Indo-American Community Federation, IACF, you know, it became an organization that time which was identified all the way from any senator or any, you know, the governor that time, Gray Davis. You know, he invited us. And, you know, his wife, Sharon Davis, and we were in Sacramento, and they really wanted to see that we continue doing what we are doing. Even our local congressman that time, Congressman Pete Stark, our local assembly member that time, John Dutra, and, you know, they all were very supportive of this because this was something which was need of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, need of the hour, because you have a sizable Indian community.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming of age, gradually, mm-hmm. slowly. And, you know, they, as you know, the Indian immigrants, they're not that old. Even though we have some in Yuba City and others who really are the pioneers and who have come here 100 years, more than 100 years, you know, back. But the professionals, the people who came to go to universities and then, you know, who came as, you know, professional immigrants, the doctors and all these people, they're brand new.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they started coming, you know, after 1965 and stuff because there was some immigration
right.
laws were changed and, you know, all that history. So, but anyway, So it was very, very interesting times, and we, you know, were doing all kinds of wonderful things for the community. In the meantime, what happened, unfortunate incident when 9/11, you know, they pierced through our hearts.
Yeah.
And that was definitely a very, very sad, very unfortunate thing to happen. And I personally felt, you know, I'm from Kashmir.
Mm-hmm.
And Kashmir is in the north of India.
Right.
And, you know, I have been very active in the forefront for nearly two decades, trying to highlight the human rights violations which were committed against the minority community there.
Mm-hmm.
And how they had to flee overnight for their lives, and, you know, what happened in Kashmir. That's, again, another very sad story, you know, that you know, human beings go through once in a while. And, you know, 300,000 people had to flee overnight. And they were doing very well.
Mm.
They were all professionals, you know, they had beautiful homes. They were doing well.
Right.
Very, very honest people, you know. And they had to flee because of unfortunate issues across the border, you know, with Pakistan and, you know, all that stuff. We don't have to go into that. But I was very busy on that forefront. And when 9/11 took place, I said, we're going to be in trouble now because this is not something that is normal. It shouldn't have happened. But, you know, we're thinking about now trying to mobilize the community because our organization, as I said earlier, you know, we had already built a lot of bridges. You know, we were working with the Chinese community. We were the first organization to recognize Chinese community.
Mm.
The organization is called Citizens for Better Community.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the first Indo-American organization to embrace them.
Right.
And bring them to our events and honor them and, you know, do all kinds of things to build confidence. And, you know, Hispanic Council, we were the first again.
Thus why you call it Unity Dinner? Is that because of
that? Well, this was done before this. Unity Dinner. This was an effort of Indo-American Community Federation.
Right.
Since, you know, when we founded this, started this, you know, 1993. So, but now when 9/11 took place, you know, we again made an outreach and we said, hey, you know, the people in this country, they're unique. They're just amazing.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know, they really believe in tolerance and they believe in coexistence. And, you know, it's amazing. So we thought that we should have a celebration, basically,
right,
of, you know, bringing all the diversity together, bringing all the communities together and say, hey, we are one and we must celebrate this. So it didn't come as a an event where we're, you know, having all these grievances and stuff, and hey, you know, I'm a good guy, why are you bothering me, and, you know, if 9/11 took place, there were some different people and it's not me and blah blah blah,
right?
But this was like celebration,
right?
So we had our first Unity Dinner, which was in 2002, and it was in conjunction with Martin Luther King's birthday.
Right.
It was in January. So, you know, it was the first event of that kind, and I really didn't know how it's going to be received. But we did it in that time it was Hilton in Newark. Now it's, you know, DoubleTree. So we did it in Hilton. And I'm telling you, Greg, the entire ballroom is full. You have all these leaders. You have all these elected officials. And I was myself shocked. I said, you know, the congressman, the assembly members, you know, the senators, you know, you have all those guys, and then you have all the leadership from Hispanics and Chinese and Afghans and Vietnamese, and you just name it. So at the end of the event, I was, you know, basically, they urged us, that this is not the only celebration we're going to have.
Right.
This will become an annual event. And we have to keep on going with this event because we need to promote unity. We need to promote harmony and unity in diversity. So the event has been received extremely well. Year after year, we have always, all those guys come back and we have new people, we have new elected officials, we have public officials, you know, all the board members of all these, you know, boards and stuff. I mean, they are all there. And now it's just an event where people are very comfortable because they know that our goal is to promote unity. And who doesn't want to promote
unity? That's the point. That's what I think is the overarching theme here is unity.
Unity.
And I love that because you could sense about your history and your past that that's really what you care about.
Absolutely. And we have had all these keynote speakers. You know, last year, earlier, we had, like I said, we had, Governor Davis, his wife Sharon Davis, mm-hmm. unfortunately, he had to leave his office, I think, within the next six months. So they couldn't do what they had planned to do, making this a California-based effort.
Right.
But they, very, very important people have been our keynote speakers. We had San Jose Mayor who came to our event, and it was the first time that he came to an Indo-American event.
Right.
San Jose Mayor. We have had Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi, who has become a congressman now. I think he has been a congressman now for 6, 7, 8 years. And he was a frequent visitor. He would come on his own every year because they all loved this, concept of unity and promoting unity.
Right.
We had Congressman Pete Stark. My goodness, he had never gone to any Indian event.
Right.
And he was there all the time he was there. And of course, we have about 40, 45 elected officials who come to the event.
Well, I could see your guest list is pretty extensive.
Extensive.
Right at the top of the list, though, your platinum sponsors are the San Jose Behavioral
San Jose
Health.
Behavioral. And
so they're obviously hugely involved.
Last year they came. San Jose Behavioral Health, and Richa is going to talk about the organization. And I tell you, they are amazing people. When I visit them, they have a monthly seminar. I tell you, it's absolutely beautiful. They have wonderful speakers. They talk about the brain. They talk about, what causes problems and how to help, these young people, older people. I mean, it can happen to people at any age.
Right.
So I really loved these guys. And they came last year and I approached them. And I said, Richa is one of the directors. And I said, Richa, you guys please come and make a similar presentation that you make every month. And it will be for the benefit of those people who come to our event. And also there's going to be 30, 40 elected officials.
Yeah.
Let them know because they're policy makers.
Right.
Whether we like them or not, they are the people we have elected.
Right.
And they're the people who make policies. So they will look at it and say, this is something that we can learn from.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. It's Friday, March 23rd is the event. Tell us about your part in this, Richa, and why you're involved.
Yeah, so I've actually been proud to have been attending this event since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched the Federation grow and flourish and just become such a big part of the Indian community and now so many other communities in the Bay Area. We're just bringing everyone together. I feel like this year and last year, I'm especially proud to actually be representing San Jose Behavioral Health.
Right.
It is one of my passions to bring mental health awareness into the Indian community, and this was obviously the perfect foundation to do that.
Yeah.
We sponsored last year as well, and I brought along our team with us. It was just an amazing experience. We were able to talk about our services. A lot of people don't know what we are exactly,
right.
But we're a freestanding inpatient behavioral health hospital, helping those in crisis situations, Usually our patients are on a hold, in danger of hurting themselves or others,
right.
Sometimes gravely disabled. But our primary goal is just to provide that crisis support. And if we're not the right fit, then we work with all the other neighboring facilities in the Bay Area and now all the way down to San Luis Obispo, San Francisco, Fresno.
Wow.
We're partnering with a lot of amazing professionals. Jeevan Uncle has gotten the chance to come to our facility and attend our lunch and learn events, which, yes, we do those.
Thanks to you, because you are very prompt. You keep on sending those invitations. And I went once, and then I said, I cannot miss it anymore.
Yeah.
They have such wonderful speakers there, all these presentations they make.
And it's an important topic, too. I mean, it's one of the most topical things right now. We always have people calling us about doing more shows on that because it is an issue. It's something we have to become more comfortable talking about in order to make progress.
Yes.
Which really is everything in what we're saying right now.
Yeah.
It's like we all communicate. That's how we resolve, right?
Absolutely.
Can I ask what exactly, I'm sure Larry will want to jump in on this, too. What if I want to go? Can anybody go to this event? Who's involved?
Well, this is a public event,
right?
And anyone and everyone, you know, who believes in unity, they come, and we always, you know, feel so happy and honored that like-minded people come together. So we have, as you see there, some of the sponsors.
Yeah,
we
it's
have
a huge list.
Like San Jose Behavioral Health, of course, they are platinum. But we have a Washington Hospital, which is a local hospital. They every year, you know, they have prominent doctors and other professionals who come and join us, and they are also sponsors. And you know, you have some other community organizations.
See Merrill Lynch Global Wealth Management.
Well, yeah, I mean Merrill Lynch Global. There's a gentleman actually who is the global. President of...
Is that Deepak you speak of?
Deepak.
Yeah.
You know him.
No, I see his name.
Yes, yes.
I wasn't that good, but
Mr. Deepak Gunju.
Yes.
And he actually is one of the most consistent and prominent sponsors we have every year.
Right.
And I can assure you that when he agrees to sponsor, I feel very comfortable. And the board, our ISCA board, feels so comfortable that we are not going to lose money.
Yeah, well, that's always good.
Because when you do these events, you know what it is.
Oh, of course.
You know, you're paying to the, you know, to the community center where we are doing it. You're paying to the caterers. You're paying for the host bars.
Right.
And you're paying for advertisements. You're paying for all these programs that, I mean, it's cost extensive.
Yep.
And then you have sponsors who generously give.
Right.
Like Deepak. I mean, he just gives because he believes in this event. He believes in so many other events.
Yeah.
You know, actually, he sponsors so many good events in the area.
Right.
Because of his generosity, the kind of person he is.
Thank God for people like that.
Oh,
right,
I tell you.
For these events. Larry, I saw you were going to jump in. I haven't given you a chance to talk yet. So
no,
ask, please ask a question.
Not yet, but I'm going
to. Oh, you're not? Okay, then never mind. I just wanted to make sure, because believe it or not, we have only like 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how much.
Wow, the time went so fast.
So I want to make sure
we
get all of this in here, because there's a lot of elements. According to the evening, I have the whole rundown of what's happening with the speakers and the program itself.
You know, I should tell you that.
Yeah.
I should point out. This year, we are going to have... the California Attorney General.
Right.
A keynote speaker. And then we have two other speakers who are California State Treasurer.
Yes.
And the other one...
Dr. Archana is one of the guest speakers, correct?
She's a guest speaker, but you have... I think there's two speakers there. One is Treasurer, and the other one is...
Attorney General.
Attorney General.
And yeah, that's what I see here, unless there's others I'm
missing.
Yeah,
we have confirmation from a few other California state-level people.
Mm-hmm.
And Senator Bob Ikoski, he also has responded in a positive way. And we'll have a host of elected officials, you know, mayors from different cities, council members, you know, our MCs are actually wonderful. We have Dr. Basil Bash, who is a who is an orthopedic surgeon, you know, hand, wrist, and all those things.
Right.
He's a very prominent, he's a beautiful speaker. So he has been now an MC for almost now, I would say, 3 years, 4 years.
Okay.
And we love him, and he loves the event. He's someone who really believes in unity and believes in promoting unity. We have another MC, co-MC, this year, and she was Miss Silicon Valley, Sabina.
Mm-hmm.
Sabina Chaudhary. And she actually was Miss Silicon Valley. She's pretty active in the community. She's a young you know, woman like Richa, and she is just an awesome girl. And she's going to be helping also. She'll be helping, you know, as an MC, co-MC.
Well, so if people want to find out anything about this, indocommunity.us, right?
Indocommunity.us.
And if you want to sponsor, there's an individual sponsorship, table of 10, and then a VIP table, right?
Yes, yes. So and also there is, you know, somebody can be a grand sponsor, somebody can be a silver sponsor, platinum sponsor. I mean, anyone who wants to help and come on board, it'll be just an awesome, awesome experience.
Okay. And then I say something on Monday, March 26th. That's something that happens after the
now,
event.
Now, what happens is our organization, actually 4 years back, we were honored, and also on the Senate floor, we go every year, Assembly floor or Senate floor, where they recognize the organization and its efforts. So all these Assembly members and senators and everyone else, they hear about it. They understand that this is a very important topic, very important subject. And as you see, the theme this year, you know, every year we have a theme.
Right.
It's not just only a celebration, but it's celebration around the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, as you see there, you know, it's going to be about ethics public life.
I like that, unity through diversity, ethics, and public life and public service to promote unity.
To promote unity.
Perfectly.
Because you can't just say, okay, you're a friend, we're friends.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there has to be something which binds us.
Right.
And like we were just earlier saying, everyone is welcome who are like-minded, who
right.
believe in unity.
Right.
So similarly, you know, ethics are a very major part of our lives, you know. In anything, we have to be ethical. So even in public service, and even, you know, our presidents of the countries,
right.
and, you know, anyone, mm-hmm. they all have to be ethical. They
kind
all
bring
have
that
to.
Up.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so how has that affected the mindset out there?
Exactly.
The current administration, how has that affected what's going on with what you do?
Well,
you can say it.
That's
a loaded question.
Yes.
Yeah, well. Well, you know, it's so difficult to basically really comment on individuals, you know, or our elected officials and all that. But one thing we can definitely see, what's the result of what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's the result of their action? Now, if your action becomes detrimental, you know, if it encourages people to do bad things, and since you are at the helm of affairs, and if you make a statement which is encouraging to elements who don't believe in diversity, who don't believe in, you know, unity, then it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, we always say that we need leaders, we need people who bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't really build walls between communities.
Right.
Which doesn't mean that we are not going to promote safety, we're not going to promote legality, whether it's, you know, people living here or anything. Yeah, we definitely need legality. We need people who enter the country illegally, like we did, you know. But when we make statements which may encourage a group of people who kind of feel that, yeah, you know, I don't like this, so let's, our president said this, so
yeah.
And the president may not mean it exactly the same way as they take it.
Right.
So, you know, it becomes a little bit... So the president also has to be a little bit careful using language and diplomatic. Absolutely. I mean, you know, human beings, you know, we have to be diplomatic. Otherwise, if we just kind of say wrong things, and those may not be necessarily, you know, what's coming from your heart. That's you just say it, it's not right.
I feel like it makes the need for foundations like IACF and the community, younger generation, everyone to speak up more and strengthen ourselves and our community.
Yeah, it would galvanize it a bit, I would think.
Absolutely.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah, Larry, well, you said the right thing. Galvanize. Yeah.
Let me before we get out of here, like last thoughts on this before we, because I think this is such an important event, and if people don't know about it, they should really do your research, indocommunity.us, get involved in this, because this really does promote, you know, crossing over borders instead of dividing. It's about breaking down the barriers. Richa, I'll ask you, what do you leave our listeners with about this event and your involvement, and what do you suggest to them in getting involved?
Yes, I definitely think that the younger generation, as well as anyone who is interested in educating themselves and others on the importance of unity, mental health awareness, any topics which you think are pertinent to us in the current day, should definitely be a part of IACF. Come join us on the 23rd, as well as, I mean, we have a lot of events too at San Jose, so we would love to have anyone join us during our monthly events, the second to last Wednesday of every month.
That's awesome. Thank you for that.
And also a phone number if you want.
Yeah, please.
You know, they can call me, Jeevan Zutshi, at 510-589-3702.
Please get in touch. Reach out.
I mean, just Google, you know, the Unity Dinner, or Google Indo-American Community Federation, or Google Jeevan Zutshi. You might get, you know, some information and my name. I mean, my number.
They'll find you.
If you forget. Yeah.
Trust me, they'll find you. You're involved in that. Exactly. Yeah. Larry, what are your last thoughts before we get out of here?
Well, I just want to thank you for coming on the show today. And I want to thank you very much for, like we said, I said, galvanizing the community and all these different cultures that you bring together and trying to unify. This is a phenomenal thing. So thank you for doing that.
I would also like to thank you on behalf of our board of directors, who are just wonderful people, and they're working very hard behind the scenes. I would like to thank you for giving us this opportunity to be on this show. And, you know, we love this 92.3, and it's beautiful.
This is the first of many opportunities for you guys to come in here and get the message out and preach tolerance and unity, because that's really what the whole point of the show is.
Absolutely.
You guys encapsulate that as well as anybody, just the two of you. So thank you for doing this for us.
Thank you so much.
And I speak on behalf of the community to thank you guys for taking these leaps, because sometimes it takes somebody to be brave enough to do it and then get other people involved. And they stand up when they see someone else stands up, and you guys are taking that charge, both
thank
on
you.
A personal level, and of course, you know, organizations like San Jose Behavioral Health coming in and being a part of it just strengthens it. So thank you guys.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All the info at indocommunity.us. Larry, you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
You were a bit under
I'm
the weather.
I'm just getting over being sick. This is why I'm not all here today.
Usually he's way more vocal and annoying. I have to shut him up.
As much as he allows me to be.
Yeah, but thank you guys
thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank you very much.
And you want to find more about the show, if you want to re-listen or send somebody to the show, you could actually go to our website, peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com.
Got it.
It'll be listed there. Thanks for joining us on Bali 92.3 FM.